Okay, Rabbi, say good evening. We're up to Simkuv Chav Ches. We'll be learning more halachas tonight. We'll be learning some really interesting halachas with regards to Birkas Kohanim. We'll also be touching on there's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah over here, which will tell us it's whether a person can use perfume on Shabbos. Psak, the Raya is from this Mishnah Berurah in Simkuv Chav Gimel. We'll also be learning about washing hands for Birkas Kohanim. Siyat Tishmai will also be talking about when a kohen is meant to actually go towards duchening. And these are amongst the many topics we'll be learning tonight. Before we start, there's one Mishnah Berurah that I still want to mention, which is on yesterday's learning. Bare feet. We learned yesterday that a kohen is meant to take off his shoes before he goes to a biggest kohen. Do you remember the reason? What's the reason? Why do you need to take off your shoes? That's right. The Kohanim's shoelaces may open up, and he may get very embarrassed walking around with open shoelaces. He's going to tie his shoelaces during Birkas Kohanim. Instead of duchening, he's going to tie his shoelaces, and people are going to start saying, "Do you know why he's not duchening? He's not duchening because he's not a real Kohen. He's a fake Kohen, and therefore he's going to have a trouble finding shiduchim for his children." Yeah. And there, So therefore, Chachamim said, "You know what? Take off your shoes, just." Better safe than sorry, as they say. So don't worry. And therefore, even if there's no shoelaces attached, it's a loy plug, and you don't go with shoes at all to duchening. The question is, what about bare feet? Somebody's even worried about, takes a step further, and he takes off his sock as well. Or, let's say he's not wearing socks for one reason or another. He's not wearing socks, and he wants to just go to duchening without literally bare feet. Okay or not okay, Rabbi Yisai? Not okay? He should wear socks, yeah? Oh, so it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Mishnah Berurah says over here that Ein Kosvu Achronim, it's towards the end of Sifkot Mitches, Kosvu Achronim, Ein Nochon Lalois Leduchen Yachav Mamash. It is not right. It is wrong to go Mamash bare feet to Duchen. Shehu Derech Kinai, it's inappropriate. It's like not respectful. She'ein Regilim Bizman Hazeh Lelech Yochev Lifnei Agdoilim. Nowadays, nobody would go in front of a higher official or high ranking, a proper person. As soon as you're trying to be elegant, you're not going to walk around bare feet. Consequently, Birkas Kohanim is no worse. Therefore, you're not allowed to duchen bare feet. You need to wear socks. So whether there is holes or no holes, you need to wear socks for Birkas Kohanim. Seivav. Af al pi shenot la kohanim yedeim shachis. Although the kohanim washed their hands in the morning before davening, they washed their hands. Chozrim v'noitlim yedeim, they need to wash their hands again. Ad aperek, until joint over here. Shehu chibu hayad v'zoya, the connection, the area where it's connecting the hand to the arm. They need to wash their hands completely. V'halevi, and the levi, yoytzek mayim al yedeim, the levi, pours water over the Kohen's hands, over their hands. Kvekoidem lechein yitul ha-levi yodov. And prior to that, the Levi needs to wash her own hands. Veloi noga levim litul yedem tchil. The minig is that levim don't wash their hands prior to washing the hands of the Kohenim. It's not the minig. Rak somchu, only they are soimech al nitilos on shachis. They rely on their washing hands that they did by shachis. So we're learning, there is an obligation for Kohanim to wash their hands before Birkas Kohanim. We don't rely on the washing of the hands by shachis. Levim need to wash the hands of the Kohanim. They, however, they can rely on their washing hands that they did in the morning. Yes. Good, we'll get to that shortly. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot new test. Half of Pishnot la'akonim yedeim. The main washing of the hands, Asom Churabon Rakoi, is learned from a posuk. So the reason why Kohanim need to wash their hands before Tuchening is learned from a posuk. And the Rabbonon at least Shenema, as it says in the posuk, Su Yideichem Kodesh Uvochu Es Hashem. Su Yideichem Kodesh, referring to the holy hands, to lift the hands. Kodesh Uvochu Es Hashem Bench Hashem. Kloima, Kshet Isu Yideichem, when you stretch out your hand, Katshu Oysam Betchila, sanctify them before that. V'hainu Netila, and obviously it's referring to washing hands. And after that, Bochus Birkas Hashem, you should bench the Boch of Hashem, Vibikas Kernim, which is Birkas Kernim. Vanatila, the Natila, Tricholus, Bemaim, Dafka needs to be with water, Mamash. You need to use water for washing hands. For lo yimoyel kan mina de menake kumoy betfilah b'simen tzadi beis. We're not in simen tzadi beis. If you haven't got water, you can use any other rubbing material. B'di'evet, the towel we spoke about, any rough item will b'di'evet do the job. So we're learning of it. That won't work for birkas kohanim. While for tefillah it does work, b'di'evet for birkas kohanim you mamash need to use water. And we're learning that you need to wash hands. Now there is an interesting opinion of the Sifkot Nechot, the opinion of the Rambam. Sifkot Nechot Mishnah Brus says, Chozer Minotlim, Dein Ein Loi Mayim. What happens if you haven't got water? So the halacha is, Kosra Achorim, Denuch Aleismach Alshit as a Rambam. If there is no water available, then you can rely on the opinion of the Rambam, the Svira who holds, to Yoitzim Netilas Adam Shenot Al Shachis. Kol Shalos Yach Daitov, Yudah Shalom Nogam Mokam Etuv. Mishnah Brus says, there is an opinion of the Rambam. We will come across the opinion of the Rambam several times. The Rambam holds that you don't need to wash hands just before Birkas Kohanim because you can rely on the washing of the hands by Shachis. What will happen if the Kohen touched his shoe? What will happen if the Kohen touched Hamokam HaMechus of his body? What would be the halacha then? Then even according to the Rambam, you'll have to wash your hands, even b'di'evet. But so we're learning that everybody agrees that you need to wash your hands. The Pasuk says you need to wash your hands. A Kohen needs to wash his hands before duchening. The question is, can you rely b'di'evet on the shittas of the Rambam? The Rambam holds that you can rely on the washing of your hands needs by shachis as long as you didn't touch any part of the body which required to wash your hands again. Yes.
So what I wash my hands for is the case of
Estimah. No, it's actually a special. It's actually a special Gzeis HaKosuf. It's Kedusha. It's Kedusha. It's the element of Kedusha.
So how can you rely on anything?
Because it's according to the Rambam, you've got that Kedusha by the Netila Shachis. You don't need to do any further. You don't need to look any further. Yes. No, you don't need to. You don't need to. Because the Rambam agrees that if you wash just before Duchening, that's ideal. Now, what happens at Boisai? I remember I was once in a shul, there was no Kohen. Have you ever experienced that? No Kohen in shul. What happens then? You get from a different shul. If that's not possible, what happens if there's no Kohen? What happens if there's no Kohen in shul?
Weekday,
the Chazan will do instead. Says the Mishnah Berurah. In Seif Katan Chav Beis, Levi Yoitzik Mayim. The Levi pours water. V'ksha'ein Levi, and if there's, the question was a different question. What happens if there's no Levi to pour that? Sorry. Of course, yeah. What happens if there's no Levi to pour the water? First, well, that's right, the Bechoy, very good. Is that what you want to say? Sorry, yeah, of course. If there's no Levi, Yoitzik Bechoy Petrechem. A firstborn, a Bechoy, will pour the. Have you ever experienced that? No Levim? We're normally very, 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 well, we used to be anyway. If there's a Levi, you use a Levi. If there's no Levi, then use a Bechoy Petrechem. To Gamkin Kodesh Ksatz is also a little bit, you also got some of Kedush. Remember, that initially the Avodah in the Mikdash was initially meant to be belonging to the Bechorim, but eventually it was taken away and the Kohanim got the Zchot instead. But something still remains in the hands of the firstborns. There is still something to them. Who's the Bechor over here? Bechor, your Bechor, right? Okay, well done. So if there's no Levim, then b'di'evet the Bechor can do that. V'imein ga Bechor. What happens if there's no Bechor? I mean, without Levim and without Bechor. What happens then? Then toiv she yatzel kohen be'atzmoy meshiyatzik Yisrael al yodoy. It is better for another kohen to pour the water over the kohen rather than Yisrael doing it for him. So ideally, a Levi. If there's no Levi, a bechoyer. If there's no bechoyer, then a kohen should do for the other. But either way, don't do it. Don't allow Yisrael to pour the water. Okay, continues the Mechaba in Seif. Yeah. Yes, correct. Not Israel. Say that again. If, yeah. Where are you? 32. Yes. Kama levim noit in etnev kibiyach dasak. Rav Eliashiv says, Yoyis atoiv shaloi la'asus kain. Harash says, what is the minig? Right. I think Rav Eliashiv over here says that it's not the normal way, it's not the derech to do it. It's not. You haven't done a complete tip. I think you're right, the minig is. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm aware of it. An interesting shaila, Rabbi Yisai. There is shaila. What about? I mean, have you ever thought about it? That really, the Levim, they go out and they will miss a part of the Shemoneh Esrei. They may not hear part of the Shemoneh Esrei. How about that, Rabbi Yisai? Is that a problem? Pardon? Should wash and shul. That's really interesting. So, pardon. The Kohen is probably, you're right, to some extent the Kohen as well, but the Kohen, yeah, the Kohen is more on the high, the Kohen is mamash doing his mitzvah, Levi is only doing hey, achonah towards, yeah. So, correct, it's interesting. So you're probably right that it's not so clear, well, it's not so posher, because it could be that once you're part of the tzibur, you need to hear every word of Chazal Sashatz. Right. So Lemaise, the Metzias is that in the law of Levim, they will miss part of the Chazor Sashatz. They will miss part of the Chazor Sashatz. I know some shuls, at least one shul, who have the minhag that the Levim don't go out. Have you ever seen that? Some old-fashioned shuls? Some really old-fashioned shuls. Have you ever experienced that? The Levim don't go out, but rather a kli is brought into shul. And the Levim go, and the Levim and the Kohen gather in the. Have you ever experienced that? What does the United do? The old, they go out? How does it work? They go out? Yeah, because some shuls, I mean, some old shuls, with all minogim, they bring a keli in. It's not like a recent chumrah, like a modern chumrah. It's not. Some have that meaning, that they bring literally a keli into the shul, old, like silver, or I don't know what, yeah, and the kohanim are being poured, the levim pour over the kohanim's hands in shul. Have you ever seen it? Should you introduce that? Yeah? One, it's one. So yoytze kaladeyes. That's probably why they're there. So it's the color of this. Yeah, probably. That's probably why. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. So he probably he prepares a bit earlier. I hear. Okay. Good. So the Maisa, but there's no concern. The Maisa Matthias is that when the Levim are allowed to go out, even if they'll miss some of the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Siv Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Im notal hakoyen yodov shachis. If a kohen washed his hands, shachis in the morning. Hopefully he did that. Veberech, and he made the bracha on the tilas yudaim. He made the bracha on the tilas yudaim. I hope he did. Lo yachzoir, he should not make an additional new bracha now. Levorech, to make a new bracha, shinoit yodov l'nitzis kepaim. He will not make an additional bracha now prior to duchening. He doesn't make a second bracha. Yes, he's washing hands. Yes, it's a mitzvah. But he's not going to make a new bracha for washing hands a second time. Why is that? Why tak is that? Why tak does he not make a new bracha? It's a mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah. Why does he not make a new bracha now? Why don't you make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot and Chav Dalet the following. Lo yachzor yevorech leinyan brocha, because the reason is with regards to the brocha, sam chinam we rely on the Rambam. We rely on the opinion of the Rambam that we mentioned earlier. The svirele holds the yotzer ben atila shenot al shachis. The Rambam, we learned just a few minutes ago, learns that you don't need to wash hands before duchening. He holds that you've done a perfect job by washing hands before shachis. So according to me, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Now you're washing hands before duchening. You can't make a bracha according to the Rambam. Consequently, in order to be choshen on the shittas of the Rambam, we don't make a bracha before the Rambam. All the other opinions, there'll be room to make a bracha now. But since the Rambam holds, you don't need to wash again. So therefore, we don't make a new bracha because of the opinion of the Rambam. Seif Ches. Kshemaschel shliach tzibur retzei. When the shliach tzibur says the word retzei, kol koyin shebeveis haknesses, every koyin in shul, ne kamim koymoi, he uproots from his place, he moves from his place, lalo is to go up the duchen, he goes up to duchen. When the chazan says the word retzei, ve'af, and even, im lo yagi asham, he doesn't reach the place, Even if it doesn't reach the destination, the kohen doesn't reach the destination when the shliach tzibur finished the tefillah of retzei, shapidam, it's still fine. So he's going to say the whole retzei, it's finishing the whole retzei, and the shliach tzibur is still on the way. Excuse me, and the kohen is still on the way. It doesn't matter; it's still fine. Aval, but im lo yakeraglo b'retzei, what if he didn't move away? He didn't step away during the broch of during the tefillah of retzei. Shuv lo yale, he should not move. He shouldn't go up anymore. Rabbi said it's an important halacha. If for one reason or another the kohen did not go, if the kohen did not go during retzei, he didn't go up, it's too late after. He has missed the boat. He can't go and join if he's overslept, overdreamt, whatever it may have happened. If the whole retzei was said, and he, oi, what shall I do now? It's too late now for him to go up to duchni. Yes, he was mevatel mitzvah, correct. He's done a wrong thing, but it's too late to catch up. Yeah. Because that is the zman that a person, that's the time a person should go up to duchen. If you have, that's the right time you should go. You can't do it later. It's meant to be part of that time of tefillah, and it's too late afterwards. You can't go up anymore.
He's not in the shul. He's washing. He only comes into the shul.
Very good. So that's actually what Mishnah Berurah says. In Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chavzayin, Mishnah Berurah says, I'm skipping two lines in Sifkot and Chavzayin, and then he says as follows. Oit kos for the ikra akira mikra achan atzile. The main part of akira is actually after you wash your hands. To sha'oz roi lalo is leduchan, because that is when you can go up to duchan. So that if you wash your hands and the akira is happening by let's say with clean hands, that's really when it's meant to happen. That mentions the following shaila. It seemed that there was a minhag in previous generations that when they washed their hands, to treat the kohanim, they would put some perfume, some strong scent into the water. So the hands would be washed, and then the kohanim would come with not only clean hands, but actually would come with nice smell. Fancy that. It would be very, that would be the treat that the Levim would do for the Kohanim. So the question is, can you do that on Shabbos? And on Yom Tov? Can you put this, I don't know what it's called, this liquid, which is a very nice, pardon?
Scent.
Yeah, this scent, thank you very much. Can you put this scent into the water on Shabbos? Can you not? We know there's a halacha of Moilid Reach. You're not allowed to create the Reach on Shabbos. Does this apply here as well? Molid Reach. It's already there. Who said that? It's already there. Therefore, so it's fine, because it's already there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and please, I'm skipping, I'm going back a few Sifkotans in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Chof Gimel. I'm going in the middle over here, and he says the following. V'yesh mekoymos, there are places, it's the last short, narrow line. The minig is a shoivchin shemen shel reach b'mayim. They put an oil, a scent into the water. V'abogen Avram kan, the Mogen Avram here, uvetaz, lekamonsim tofkuf yudalev kosv the osu. They say that it's osu, you're not allowed. It's a condensed scent. By putting it into the water now becomes a water that has a good smell. You have now been moilid reach. You have now created a smell. You're not allowed on Shabbos to make the water smelling good. You're not allowed to. It's moilid reach. Ve'eli rabbe v'chen acham tzvi. Bessim tzad be'etatum lahak, Eli rabbe and acham tzvi are meikil. To lo shaylich moilid reach b'zeh. They say that you can't. You can't be machmir on this. Since the oil itself has already that has water in it, so all you're doing really is you're, in a way, what's the difference if you're adding water into that or you're putting the water into that or into the water? Either way, it's existing already. All you're doing is you're adding water to it. So the chamtzvi and other achanim are mekel. I think our boy said that the minig is many are machmi on this, but the Mishnah Berurah then adds the following word: Uvenesunim be'erev Shabbos ve'erev Yom Tov. If the water was already prepared prior, before Shabbos and Yom Tov, pevardi yeshlis mechalayu, it's certainly okay lehokel to be mekel after moli reicha b'di akoyanim kol shkotzav v'sharet shuva. He says certainly if this water was already created before Shabbos, now all you're doing is you're pouring it over the hands of the kohen on Shabbos. That it says for sure it's okay. So we've got a machloikas over here as to whether there is an issa of moilid reach by having this scent and putting it into the water on Shabbos. Many are machmir, some are mekel. But the Mishnah says, for sure, it's fine. If it's already been, the scent already is in the water, and you're now pouring it over the Kohanim's hands on Shabbos Yom Tov, that's for sure okay. Why? Because it's existing already. All you're doing is you're pouring it, that's for sure okay. Habayisai, what is the halacha of using perfume on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the halacha? You can spray the odor. Why is it a moilid reach? Moilid reach. You're creating a scent. Moilid reach. You're spritzing a scent on. You're moilid reach.
There's no
moilid. Good. Okay. Yes. I hear. Rabbi said the poskim, Rav Ozner, and other poskim, they bring a raya from this Mishnah Berurah here. This is the Makoy, Rabbi said. This is the Makoy that you're allowed to use perfume in your own on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah. You're not going to find much in Hilchos Shabbos. You're going to find it over here. This Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if the scent already exists, if the reach is already existing, and all you're doing is you're pouring over the hands of the Kohanim, you're not doing any issa. Because the smell of reach is only if you're creating a substance which has a good smell. But if that substance exists already, all you're doing is you're spreading it over a body, that is not smell of reach. And the same word, what's the difference between pouring nice smelling water over the hands of the Kohanim, which Mishnah Berurah said it's fine, and on Shabbos, and spritzing a deodorant or perfume on your body. The scent exists already. All you're doing it, you're pouring over, you're spritzing or pouring it over your body. It's perfectly okay. This Rabbi says in the Makor that it's okay. However, what would happen if it's not, I don't know if it exists, if the perfume is a very condensed kind of perfume, I don't know if it exists, you need to add a little bit of water before use. Does it exist such a thing? Yeah, not sure. Somebody can maybe make money out of this. If it's a very condensed kind of thing and you have to add water, would you be allowed to add the water to the perfume on Shabbos and then pour it over yourself?
That would be what? That would be?
Yeah, you move dilute, I suppose, yeah. You're right. So it would be a chemical kind of substance that, I'm just making up the scenario, but the point is that would be going back to the Shal of the Mishnah Berurah that brings the Chantzvi's Mekel, but many Achonim are Machmir. So this is a very interesting halacha that any time you're just using the nice smelling substance and you're spreading it over your body, in whatever way it may be, that's perfectly okay according to the Mishnah Berurah here. It's a very, very important halacha. Okay? So just to recap what we covered tonight, Basiat Lishmaya. We learned, we started off learning that we just covered one point, that it's now covered for Kohanim to go bare feet, whilst it's okay to, Kohen is certainly not allowed to wear shoes because of the Chashash, he's meant to wear socks, he's not allowed to go without socks, it's Derech Knai. We then said, with regards to the Brocha, washing hands. The Rambam holds that a person doesn't have to wash hands before Birkas Kohanim because he washed hands early in the morning. However, we lemaitz we paskin that the Levim do wash hands of the Kohanim before Birkas Kohanim. If there's no Levim present, then a Bechoyim does it. If there's no Levim and no Bechoyim, one Kohen does to another, but no Yisraelim are meant to do it. We learned that there is no bracha attached because he made the bracha already by shachis and the Rambam holds you don't wash hands. We have to be machmir on the opinion of the Rambam. And then we learned that the right time for the kenim to go up is when the chazan says retzei, you go up for duchening. If you miss retzei, he doesn't go up for duchening. We also learned that as a person there's an issa of moilid reach according to majority of the poskim of creating a substance which has a good smell on Shabbos is an issa of moilid reach. However, if the substance exists already, all you're doing is you're spreading over your body. That's not moilid reach and that's permitted. And we'll continue with Sif Tas Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach Shemoy tomorrow.